Okay, news you can use here on Blueprint, tips and tricks, composting with earthworms. Amy Stewart is author of The Earth Moved, on the remarkable achievements of earthworms. Amy, welcome.
Thank you.
This is good. Definitions, first of all, here's a word, vermicompost. What is that?
Earthworm excrement.
Castings.
Can we say that word on the radio?
We certainly can. Okay, that sounds yummy for your broccoli.
It is.
How vital is an earthworm to a healthy garden?
It's vital not just to a healthy garden, but really to the whole ecosystem. It's astonishing the complexity of the relationship between earthworms and plant roots. So we think about earthworms aerating the soil. You know, they digest a little soil as they go, which, and by soil, I mean clay and sand particles, but also decomposing organic matter. So what earthworms really eat, what they're really after, are the little microscopic bacteria that are eating the plant matter or the manure or whatever's in your compost. So they're actually eating little living creatures. And as those little living creatures pass through the body of an earthworm, some of them die, meaning they got digested as food, but others multiply in the body of an earthworm. So they're preferentially favoring certain microorganisms to live in the soil. But even more astonishing than that is that plant roots exude chemicals. They're called root exudates. So the plant roots are dripping little chemicals into the soil that earthworms have very special relationships with. They can bring very specific nutrients to the roots of plants that they need and carry things away. Believe it or not, there's so much that we don't know about earthworms, and there are only a few earthworm scientists living and working in the world. So if you're ever looking for a career change,
earthworm, that's the specialty right
there. There are opportunities there for you.
How many sorts of earthworms are there?
Well, that's just it.
We don't know.
Because if you think about it, if you're an ornithologist, the birds are up there in the sky. You can see them. Even in the ocean, you can more or less see the fish. But the earthworms are underground, and they don't want to be found. And it's not a priority for science. So it's hard for an earthworm scientist to get money to even study this.
And yet one of those things which plays, as you say, that vital part in the circle of life.
An extraordinary, especially for preventing diseases. So a lot of diseases are bacterial or fungal in nature. So you can imagine that the right species of earthworms could gobble up disease-causing pathogens for us.
Okay, we're going to set up our worm farm.
Yes.
What do we do?
Well, you don't have to do much. The simplest worm farm is just a pile of decomposing stuff. So you could literally just start a pile in the backyard and throw your kitchen scraps
in
your yard waste.
That's our pile of decomposing
stuff. Well, it's a compost pile, and the worms will come find it. You don't have to worry about attracting them.
They will bring the bacteria and they will come.
Yeah. Some people, I was actually just at somebody's house in Albany a couple days ago, and they have raised beds, and every year one of their raised bins that they garden in becomes their compost pile. And the next year they plant into that one and they move the compost pile to a different raised
bin. That's rather clever.
It's very clever.
Okay. Now feeding them, it sounds like that takes care of itself.
It does.
Then what do we do?
Well,
what happens next?
If you just have a big messy pile outside, then you turn it with a pitchfork and, you know, a couple times a year, you take the dark, rich, crumbly stuff and, you know, spread it around your plants. The interesting thing about earthworm castings is that they like to be underground where the earthworms live. Mm-hmm. So the best way to use them is when you're planting. So dig your hole, dig your trench, put the earthworm castings at the bottom of the hole and put the plant in it. If you just spread earthworm castings on the surface of the soil, they sort of get crusty and they dry out and the nutrients aren't down where the plant roots are.
So in that compost, I mean, how much of what we get at the end is the decayed matter and how much is the earthworm casting? Is there a difference here?
It just depends on how much they've worked through it. So, for instance, I've been to large-scale earthworm composting facilities where they're doing this in long rows. Maybe they're getting manure from farms and municipal compost, you know, waste that the city has collected. So they're doing long rows on a cement floor, and you can actually – the earthworms will follow the row as new compost is added. They'll move into the new – and they'll move out of the old, and the finished stuff is – looks like chocolate cake, you know, it's dark and crumbly.
Well, I was going to say, how do you know when it's cooked?
Yeah, yeah. It'll be very dark and sort of crumbly and rich looking. It's pretty obvious.
And people, I mean, compost heaps we're familiar with, but people do set up specific sort of
worm bins
mm-hmm. which and that gives you liquid as well.
Well, those worm bins are handy if you live in an apartment or a small house and you don't have the space outside. And it can also be handy if you have a lot of creatures roaming around in your backyard and you want to keep something that's more sealed up. So I had for many years, they're like little condominiums for earthworms. There's several layers and they can move up and down through the layers. So you pull the bottom layer out once they've left it and moved on up. And so that's very concentrated. The worms don't have a choice to move away. They're going to work their way through it very thoroughly. The liquid that drains off of that is not really a magical potion like some people believe, because as it just sits, as that liquid just sits, it becomes anaerobic and the good bacteria kind of die off because they're not happy being in still water.
Right.
So you can toss it in the garden, but don't treat it like a magic potion. It's not worth it.
I've been washing my hair in it for years.
And I can see the results.
Any other tips?
Well, in general, in your garden, what makes earthworms happy is to have healthy organic soil. So loads and loads of just mulch, just chipped bark or whatever you can get. They don't like herbicides or pests. So whatever chemicals you use, especially chemicals designed to kill nematodes, will completely decimate your earthworm population. And believe it or not, you will have healthier soil if you don't till it. So if you're in the habit of going out with a pitchfork every year and turning over your soil, you're disrupting a very complex ecosystem that would rather be left alone. Add more on top, but don't do a lot of digging.
And the worms, just on the final thing, we know we don't really know how many sorts there are, but the worms in your compost, the worms in your worm farm in the more compact way, do we select particular species for each purpose?
Or? Those tend to be, I can't speak to Australia, but generally around the world, those tend to be a couple species of European earthworms who have traveled with us everywhere, in the roots of potted plants and in ship's ballast. Europeans took them along. Now, Australia is home to the world's largest earthworm.
The giant Gippsland earthworm. There,
I don't have to tell you. Yes.
Monster of the deep.
It is. I have a photograph of it. And in the U.S., when I do my slideshow, the gasps in the audience. It just contributes to the mythology about Australia having all the most wondrous creatures.
And it does the same job?
It does the same job. It goes deeper and it obviously digs bigger tunnels because it's such a large earthworm. I understand you can hear them gurgling underground.
Don't
as they
use this worm at home.
Yes.
Amy, thank you. We now know our worms.
Yes, thank you.
Amy Stewart, she's author of The Earth Moved on the Remarkable Achievements of Earthworms. This is Blueprint for Living. There you go. Worms, compost, bacteria, your garden, a happy combination.